Blog Talk Radio.
Psalms, and the chapter is 28. Psalms is spelled P-S-A-L-M-S, and next to it would be the number 28. We're going to start reading at verse 1. Let's start. Unto you will I cry, O Lord my rock, be not silent to me, lest, L-E-S-T, means otherwise. If you be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. The pit is the grave. Hear the voice of my supplications. Supplications are prayers. When I cry unto you, when I lift up my hands towards your holy oracle. An oracle here means sanctuary. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speaketh peace to their neighbors, but mischief. And mischief is bad behavior. They're thinking bad thoughts is in their hearts. They are like hypocrites. They are saying one thing, but in their hearts and mind, there's another thing that they will do or intend to do. Verse 4, give them according to their deeds, and deeds are their actions, the things that they're going to do or have done, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. And endeavors are the things that they will do or have done. Give them after the works of their hands. Render also means give to them their deserts. And here I'm thinking maybe they should have said desserts. Give them what they deserve. That's or their reward. The word is spelled D-E-S-E-R-T, and that is desert. So I will say desert. But nonetheless, I will also say give them their reward. Verse 5, because they regard not the words of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Remember, supplications means prayers. The Lord is my strength and my shield. A shield is like protection. My heart, in the heart, whenever I see heart, I say my mind trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Anointed means chosen or blessed. Verse 9, save your people and bless your inheritance. And that's us people, black people of the United States. We are of the tribe of Judah. And I say that because I'm reading the Bible, and over the past 6 years, going into 7 years, I've just finished my 6 year of doing this, and I thank God for that when I didn't think I could go 3 years. Let me finish reading verse 9. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Amen, amen, amen. I have read to you Psalms 28 in its entirety, although I did interrupt because I am happy that I have finished my 6 year. August the 11th of this year was my 6 year being in the ministry or being obedient to our Heavenly Father, who told me years ago to feed his sheep. And the only way that I could do that is by reading to you what is in the Bible. Although I had been in church many years, I could not just get up and start preaching to you like a lot of preachers do. And I would not do it. But I asked God, maybe 10, 12 years later, I said, I didn't understand what you meant by feed your sheep. Help me to understand. And then he came back to me in a dream about 10 or 12 years later, said, minister unto the people, because that feed my sheep would not get off of my mind. And so then I was not obedient. I went another 10, 12 years before I started doing a program like this. I did not start here on Blog Talk Radio. I started at another local TV radio station here in Detroit, and I love them, bless their heart. Thank them for giving me the opportunity. Some person like me, I called several radio stations in Detroit asking if I could get a radio program. I would pay for the time that they would allow me to have, but none gave me that break except for WHPR TV 33. I love you guys over there. Let me introduce myself. Or first, let me say a prayer, and then I'll come back and tell you who I am. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come. Thank you for allowing us, your lost sheep, to go through these trials on earth with the enemy that you have brought against us for ours and our father's sins and for their disobedience to you. I repent for my disobedience as well. I repent for and I beg for forgiveness of our father's disobedience, our forefathers' past deeds, if that is allowable to you, my Heavenly Father. Father, please help the residents of Flint, Michigan, whose water was cut off from Detroit water system about 3 years ago. Those people are still suffering to this day, this second. They are still not able to go to their faucets and get a clean glass of water to drink. They are suffering. They are still not able to drink their water, although they're saying some people over this age and that age, but they are making those people pay for a water system where they cannot drink. Everyone cannot drink. Children under five are told not to drink. They can't bathe in it, wash their clothes, and etc. Father, I know that your government will not allow genocide to happen under your watch as it does under the enemy's watch, especially here in Flint, Michigan. You can use that against them when you put them on trial for not taking care of business the way that they should, in my view. Father, I thank you for waking me up, us sheep up this morning, with sane, sound mind and excellent health. I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everyone, and welcome to Sabbath School, where I will read to you what is written in the Bible. Usually it is a chapter, and today we will be reading from the book of John, chapter 4. I'm turning there as I speak, and I need to find it. Oh, I found it, so that I can read it to you. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. If you don't know what Sabbath day is, Sabbath day is a Saturday, the seventh day of the week. I want you to have your pen, paper, and pencil, your three P's handy. Sabbath day, we are to keep holy and rest. You can find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, your 10th commandment. Your fourth commandment is the one that I am honoring and you are honoring by listening to me. Of course, God is my special, special guest today. Jesus is the special guest, and you are. Well, I'll call you guests too, but you see, you're not the special, special guest or the special guest. You're just one that's in the crowd. And I am so thankful for you listening to me this morning. And I want you to have your children, grandchildren, to listen to this. This is Sabbath school. Learn something from about the Bible so that when Jesus comes back, and I'm thinking that he will come soon. I'm just thinking that he has not told me that. I know one thing. I'm being obedient by doing what he has told me to do. If God has told you to do something, don't wait over 27 years to become obedient like I did. And it's just by his grace that I am here today, because the devil has tried to take me out several times. But I'm here today, and we're going to read about a Samaritan woman meets the Messiah. She's going to, and that's in John chapter 4. And let's start reading at verse 1. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will allow me to read it, verse John chapter 4, in its entirety. A Samaritan woman meets the Messiah. Let's read John chapter 4, verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. So his disciples were doing the baptizing. Verse 3. He left Judea, that is, Jesus left Judea and departed again to Galilee. So he left Judea going to Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And let me just interject here for a moment. Sheep, your assignment for this week is to find the 12 tribes of Judah. And those 12 tribes are the 12 tribes of Israel. And you'll find those, I think, in the book of Genesis, chapter 29 through 31. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, that's your assignment, the 12 tribes of Israel. And I was going through the 12 tribes of Israel and did not see Joseph's name. And that's what I want you to find out. I know that Jesus gave, Jacob gave his son Joseph some land. I think it's in Samaria where this woman is, but I am not for certain. You help me out, sheep, on that. And next Sabbath, I plan to, and I hope to look that up myself, to see whether or not Joseph is listed in the 12 tribes of Israel. I know that he is. I read it. Although I have something here that I wrote down, I copied from another group of people who I listen to as often as I can. And it's called it's from Israel United. And their church is open on the Sabbath day. And I would suggest, if you have a chance, they are on 8 Mile West, 8 Mile. I don't know the address, but if you look it up on the computer, the Israel United Organization, you can find them. And they usually, when I went there, they were open. They started, I think it was at 12 at that time. And then another place I go to is on Hamilton Avenue, and they are open on the Sabbath too. And if you want the word that from God, you go to either one of those people. It's the church, Israel United, and then the House of Jacob, I think, that's on Hamilton in Highland Park, Michigan. Go there, and you will really learn the word. I was in the Baptist church for many years, but I think that by going to both those churches as well as reading the Bible for myself, I know I need to get focused on this. I've learned so much, even in my old age, and this is why I want you sheep to come to Sabbath school so I can read you the word. We'll learn together. I left off at verse 6. Let's start at John chapter 4, verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Well, let me go back up so that you can, I want you to understand everything. I'm going to start at verse 5. Then cometh to a city of Samaria, which is called Shechar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied means exhausted or tired with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. And 6 hours is around noon time. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that you, being a Jew, askest a drink of me? Well, Jacob is their father, so she's a Jew too. Which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And I wonder why. I'm thinking, is that because Joseph married an Egyptian woman? Remember, Joseph's brothers sold him off to Egypt. Oh, well, I'm just thinking there. I need to read more into this and find out. But let's read this lesson. Let's stay focused. Read this lesson for today. Verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to you, give me to drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Let me read verse 10 again. I need to get some better glasses. If it's not one thing, it's another. Always an excuse. Verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knewest the gift of God and who it is that said to you, give me to drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said unto him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gives us the well and drink thereof himself and his children and his cattle? This is why I said that she is a Jew too, if she's saying that Jacob is her father. well, you know, she is a Jew. Let's pick up at verse 13. Jesus answered and said to her, unto her, whomsoever drinketh of the water shall thirst again, but whomsoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me to drink, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call your husband, and come hither. Hither means to come here again. Ooh, Lord, stop that noise from the throne. I don't know why it's doing that. Verse 17. The woman answered and said, thank you, Father, for stopping that noise. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, you have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and he whom you now has is not your husband. In that saith you truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive. The word perceive means believe, realize, understand, or see, that you are a priest. Our fathers worship in this mountain. And I think I read somewhere that mountain is Mount Moriah. And you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now, I tried looking that up and could not find that anywhere except for here in verse 20, John chapter 4, verse 20. But nonetheless, that's what he said. Let me read verse 21 and continue to try to stay focused in reading today's lesson. Verse 21. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. And that is so true. We Israelites were sent here on slave ships to the United States of America. Just because we were shipped off the coast of Africa does not mean we are African Americans. The Africans resent us calling ourselves African Americans. Realize that we are the Jews that in Psalms, what is Psalms 53? Let me see. Let me hold on. Let me find this, because this point perhaps maybe is important that you should know. Psalms 83. I want you to read this. And this is where the Edom came up against us with his allies, Ishmael, the Ishmaelites, the Moabites, the Hagarenes. The Hagarenes, I think they are the Africans. So the Africans resent us calling ourselves African Americans. Let me tell you, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68, says we came to this country on a slave ship. We came on slave ships. So we are the real Jews. And the Bible talks about those who say they are Jews and are not Jews. They are the children of Satan. Read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, where Jesus, or they are saying that they are Jews, but the Bible says they are not the Jews. We're over here. The real Jews are over here in America, United States, calling ourselves African Americans, and they resent that. At least that's what I have been told, because they know that we are not Africans, and we need to stop calling ourselves African Americans and live up to our true heritage. The ones who have made us destroyed us in Psalms 83. I want you to read all of that so you'll know who our real enemies are. And that is the one who is in control today, who has poisoned a whole group of people up in Flint, and nothing has been done. God, you need to do this. You need to handle this today. Letting approve people who are in control, they have taken our water system by renting it out. They put a black emergency manager over Detroit. Oh, let me get back to the lesson today that I must read all of John chapter 4. Let me go back up to John chapter 4, verse 20. Excuse me for ranting. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Verse 21, Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither worship in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Verse 22, you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, what salvation is of the Jews. You hear that? Salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences. And salvation is for the Jews. It did not say for the different nations of the world. It only says here, salvation of the Jews. And it's high time that we black folk in America unify. And last week, that was our affirmation. I said to us, read Psalms 133, where it tells us to unify. And let's just do that. Become obedient. If we become obedient to this Bible, from what I have read through the years, that's how we will end this slavery that we are under in the United States and the world. Then Jesus will come, and we will be happy, because it says in Isaiah chapter, I think it starts at chapter 14, we are going to rule over those who rule over us, who are in rule today. That's why so many of the white police officers are killing up our black children. Surely they are not afraid of us. Let's read. They know that we are the children of Israel, and they're trying to destroy us. One is the government in Flint over the state of Michigan. But let me come back to verse 22. Let me start there and continue. You worship, you know not what. You worship. Let me start verse 22. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I knoweth that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. Then he is come, when he is come, he will tell us all things. Listen up, children, or sheep. Jesus said unto her, I am that speaketh unto you. Let me read verse 26 again. It is so important that you understand. He says, Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. Satan wanted me to read that wrong, incorrectly, but I read it right. So Jesus is saying to her, admitting to this woman, I am the Messiah. He's admitting it. Verse 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled. Marveled means they wondered and were amazed that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seeketh you? Or why talketh you with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said his disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught? Aught here means food to eat. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not you, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, behold means to see. Or look, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. Are they? For they are white. White here means ripe, already to harvest. Verse 36, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth the fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And therein is the saying true, one soweth, another reapeth. Verse 38, I sent you to reap that whereon you bestow no labor, neither men labored, and you are entered into the labor. Verse 39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified means swear, he told me all things ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, besought means to beg or asked him that he would tarry. Tarry means to stay or wait with them, and he abode means rested there 2 days, and many more believed because of his own words, and said unto the woman, now we believe not because of your saying, your sayings, for you for we have heard ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. After that, after 2 days, he departed thence. This means from there, and went into Galilee. Verse 44. For Jesus himself testified, that is, swear, that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And Jesus is from Nazareth. Remember, I read in our guest, that was verse 1. He said, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Well, Jesus was from the country of Nazareth. Let's pick up at verse 45. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought means to ask or beg him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come, ere my son, ere means, E-R-E means, before my child die. Jesus said unto him, go your way, your son liveth. And the man believed in the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son liveth. Then inquired him the nobleman, that's in verse 49, the nobleman of them the hour when he began to amend. Amend means to feel better or get better. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. The seventh hour is 1 o'clock in the afternoon in those days. Go. Verse 53. So the father knew that it was the same hour in that which Jesus said unto him, your son liveth. And he himself believed, and his whole house, I think his whole house knew that he was going to see Jesus. That's why they believed he was well. Verse 54. Thus Jesus, this is again the second miracle that Jesus did. Jesus, when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. See, we have just barely finished reading John chapter 4. Next Sabbath, we will read John chapter 5. Listen, let's say a closing word of Father, to our Father. Father, thank you for keeping the Satan and his henchmen away from us forever. I say that prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, our Heavenly Father loved you. Remember, I love you, but our Heavenly Father loved you more. Remember, take our Heavenly Father with you, and if God will, I will be with you next Sabbath. Amen.
Father, your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.